An American hero died yesterday. UC Thompson Jr. of Lafayette, Louisiana, was 62 and had cancer. On March 16, 1968, UC Thompson was a U.S. Army helicopter pilot flying over the Vietnamese village of My Lai when he saw what we now know to be a massacre. But on that day, what Hugh Thompson saw when he looked down was messy, ugly, and unbelievable. American soldiers lining up unarmed Vietnamese civilians and slaughtering them in a ditch. A man of good conscience might have radioed his command post and said, "I just saw something incredible. You might want to send a team there to check that out." What Hugh Thompson did was heroic. He landed his helicopter between the U.S. soldiers and the civilians, and then he told the U.S. soldiers on the ground that if any of them moved to harm any more civilians, his crew would be ordered to open fire on their fellow U.S. soldiers. They stopped the massacre and took the few survivors to a U.S. Army hospital. Only four soldiers ever stood trial for the My Lai massacre. Only one, Lieutenant William Calley, ever served time for the killings. Mr. Calley spent several months under house arrest before being paroled. Hugh Thompson and his crew received Distinguished Flying Crosses, and in 1998 he was given the Soldier's Medal for life-saving bravery. We last spoke to Hugh Thompson in May of 2004. His stories broke about prisoner abuse at the Abu Ghraib prison. He ran a small flying service and was invited to lecture at service academies and military bases, where he told soldiers that it is the duty of anyone who wears the U.S. flag on their arm to refuse to abuse civilians or prisoners.
A soldier is instructed to take out the enemy, take out the threat as quickly as possible. When there is no more threat, you don't kill no more. Matter of fact, the laws have been changed since My Lai. Yeah. It used to be against the law to disobey an order. Now it's against the law to obey an unlawful order.
Hugh Thompson, who died yesterday at the age of 62, if a war crime can have a hero, he was the hero at the My Lai massacre.